This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Last Mother's Day weekend, by popular demand, comedian Betty White was the host of Saturday Night Live. During her Emmy Award-winning performance, White appeared in a satirical sketch about public radio.
Now, you're unveiling your new muffin today. Are you nervous about how it will be received?
Well, you know, girls, when I was younger, I was so concerned with how my muffin looked. But as I got older, I started to think, to heck with it. This is my muffin, and I don't care how it looks.
That's really progressive.
You go, sister.
That's right, child. I'm Florence Dusty. I'm 88 and a half years old, and I'm proud to unveil my giant Dusty muffin.
Betty White has been on television, in her words, forever. I had the chance to talk to her back in 1995 when she published an autobiography, Here We Go Again, My Life in Television. Betty White's new memoir, If You Ask Me, has just been published. It focuses on the past 15 years of her life and career, and Betty White is in the studio of member station WNYC in New York. How nice it is to talk to you again.
Well, how much fun it is, and thank you again, Leanne.
My pleasure. You are no stranger to television. Have you been offered jobs that you didn't take, that you didn't want to take?
Yes. Oh, yes. Every once in a while, a script comes through or something with something I just won't do. One came in, but it started out with a drunken Santa Claus vomiting. That was the first scene. And somehow it just didn't seem like a musical comedy.
But I bet you are getting a lot of offers now, given that now you're a hit with a new generation.
Well, I think I've been around so long that they kind of think, well, she's always here, so we might as well watch her. And it's fun. You meet friends of all ages when you're on the street.
Sure.
By on the street, you understand. I mean walking down the street.
Right, not when you're working, right?
No.
You know, Betty White, people, audiences, generations of them get a real kick out of a sweet, now 89-year-old lady with a naughty mind. Are you going to contest me on that point?
No, I don't think of it as naughty. I don't like dirty humor.
Yeah.
I like double entendre because then the people who get it enjoy it and the people who don't get it don't know about it. And the people who drive me crazy are the ones who say something with a double meaning and then they poke you in the ribs with their elbow and say, did you hear what I said? Did you get it? You know, I want to go home at that point.
That's like the old Monty Python sketch, nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Your late husband, the love of your life, Alan Ludden, was once asked, how close the character Sue Ann Nivens, the home economist, neighborhood nymphomaniac on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, was to you, Betty White? And his response was, well, they're the same person, except Betty can't cook.
And he was so right.
Well, I'm wondering, did the work that you did then as that character, Sue Ann, kind of help form that public persona with the double entendres and the innuendo today?
Well, not really. Long ago, I did a 5.5-hour-a-day, 6-day-a-week talk show for 4 years early on in Los Angeles, local show. And when you're on that many hours with no script, you know, you get very comfortable, maybe overly comfortable with that small audience. As I say, you hit and run.
Yeah.
If there's a double meaning, you drop it and then you try to get away as fast as you can.
You know, I was surprised in reading the book. You're in a hit show, Hot in Cleveland right now, and the guy who plays your character's boyfriend is Carl Reiner.
Yes,
he was in the service with your late husband, Alan Ludden.
Well, and bless Carl's heart, it was Captain Ludden, and he was in the this same division. And during World War II, he wrote some material, and he would, you know, he would perform every once in a while just for the guys. And Alan was the one that, I'm quoting Carl now, he said he would not be in the comedy business if it weren't for Captain Ludden, because Alan would say, you have to do that. You have to do more of that.
Your timing is impeccable. And granted, you know, you've had decades to practice it, but on the other hand, some have it, some don't. Is there a secret to it?
Probably listening. You can go past that magic moment when to comment on something and the laugh is killed. Or there are a lot of people, actors particularly, who think they can reword a joke and put it in their own language and make it more comfortable and funnier, but they put in a couple of extra syllables. Humor is a rhythm. It's like music. You put in a couple of extra syllables, you kill the laugh.
You know, everyone asks you, is there anything you want to do that you haven't done? Do you still answer Robert Redford?
In my head, I do.
He sent you a poem, but you wouldn't publish it in the book?
He's a very private person, and I wasn't going to exploit what he was fun enough and kind enough to do. I've never met him. Mm-hmm. I would be so embarrassed if I met him because I've taken his name in vain so often. But when I got the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Screen Actors Guild, he sent me this congratulatory poem, and it was just adorable. So I've had my moment, my Robert Redford moment that I treasure that he sent me that.
Even the book jacket refers to you as It Girl, Betty White.
Oh.
Really, really. So
that's rank sarcasm. You know that.
I don't think so. I think it fits. I want to know, all of your success has not gone to your head. How have you managed to do this, especially now that we seem to be in this age of celebrity madness?
Well, don't you think you know yourself better than anybody else knows you? And you know how overrated you are, so you can't feel too smart. I address it in the book. My mother also taught me that if you lie to anybody on the planet, don't lie to that person reflected in the mirror. Always be able to meet your own eyes and know that you're telling the truth.
Betty White's new memoir is called If You Ask Me, and of course you won't. And she joined us from Member Station WNYC in New York. Thank you, and best of luck in your next endeavors.
Oh, thank you, Leanne, so much, and I hope I talk to you again.
I hope so, too.